Good evening, welcome, glad you are with us. Joining me tonight is Annie Cyrus, born and raised in Egypt, an expert on Islam. Then I'll be joined by Dr. James Thorpe, he's an OBGYN, he's gonna bring us an update. And then Pat Boone joins us tonight. Pat Boone, some of you I know are going, who? Because that means it's a generational gap. Logan learned a lot about Pat Boone. I'm like, Pat, Logan, do you know who Pat Boone is? He said, I know the name. I said, well, you're gonna learn a lot about Pat Boone tonight, because he's gonna be our guest. Did you know that Pat Boone still holds some major records? Longest running single songs on the best players list, whatever you call that thing, I don't know. But you know, singles, he would put out these singles. Other people put out albums, he would put out a lot of singles. And when it comes to the singles, he has the longest running record of singles in the top list. I think like 2 years or something. We'll talk to him about that. He beats Elton John, he beats Elvis, he beats the Beatles. He was a major teen idol in his day, but he also had strong convictions. He was very bold about his faith. Also, a staunch anti-communist, working with and holding rallies and emceeing rallies with people like John Wayne and Ronald Reagan. In fact, Ronald Reagan used to tell a story often about him and his comment about communism. We'll get into all that tonight with Pat Boone at about the, 8:20 Central Time, somewhere in there. So be sure to tune in, 8:20, 8:30, somewhere in there. Pat Boone will join us. You don't want to miss it. Tweet, text, email, Facebook. You're going to find it very, very interesting. He'll be 89 years old in June. He's got a new movie coming out. He's got a new book coming out. I guess he also hosts a show on Channel 70 on XM Satellite Radio that he hosts about the 50s. He plays music from the 1950s. And then narrates that. You know, he's the disc jockey. He's going to be 89 in June. And he's an XM Select disc jockey playing 50s music. Oh, man, that's an inspiration, isn't it? Tweet, text, email. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. That's all I got to tell you. So invite people young and old to watch. Pat Boone, about 8:20 Central Time, 8:25 Central Time, sometime in there. All right, we better get going so we can stay on schedule tonight. Joining me first is Annie Cyrus, born and raised in Iran. She was sold by her own dad, sadly, about age 13 to a much, much, much older man. That's not just a child bride, that's sex trafficking. She was abused, as you can imagine, because she wouldn't comply to all this Sharia. She would dance or sing or skip, if you will, skipping on the street, singing. Now that will get you in trouble in Iran under Sharia. Her hair coming out from underneath her hijab, that'll get you in trouble. Went to the judge after this man kept beating her up, beating the tar out of her. Thought she could tell the judge, hey, I'm being abused, you got to stop this. And the judge told her, you need to go back home and try to make your husband happy. She got quite a remarkable story. She's been a friend of mine for several years. She's featured heavily in my documentary Siege at siegethemovie.com. She'll also be a keynote speaker at our Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up. We do an Ozarks conference every year now for 19 years, our 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. By Monday, we hope to have the page up to let you start registering. Last year sold out. I expect this year will sell out as well. We only have seating for about 1,000 people. We hold it right on Lake of the Ozarks, the largest man-made lake in America, Lake of the Ozarks, centrally located, central Missouri, 1,150 miles of shoreline, beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, rolling hills. And again, last year we sold out, anticipate that this year. But you can mark your calendar for the weekend starting Thursday night the 13th is our banquet. So Thursday night the 13th is our banquet for our foundation. That's optional. The conference starts on Friday night the 14th. Friday night the 14th of October. And then it's all day Saturday with a luncheon in there. And then we start back up in the evening. And then Sunday morning, Pastor Andy Woods will preach for us Sunday morning. So mark your calendar. Our speakers will include for official conference starts Friday night, the 14th of October, Saturday the 15th, Sunday morning the 16th. So mark your calendar. We'll let you know hopefully by Monday you can start going online buying the tickets. Patrick Woods on Technocracy, regular guest, he'll be here with us. He'll be at the Ozarks Conference speaking. Mike Lindell will be there, backed by popular demand. Leo Holman, Annie Cyrus, Dr. Peter McCullough, Roger Stone, Terry Turchi, the former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, and Dr. Woods. That's who I got booked so far. I'll probably have one or two more. So you don't want to miss that. Yeah, and Annie. Yeah, and Annie Cyrus. Yeah, so you don't want to miss that. Mark the calendar now. We'll let you know when you can start buying the tickets. All right, joining me now is Annie Cyrus. Annie is also associate producer here with Lindell TV and my WVWTV.com. Annie, welcome to the broadcast. Again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Brennan.
Excited to have you in the Ozarks with us. It'll be great.
I look forward to it.
What do you want to talk about tonight? I particularly want to talk about Dr. Oz because I wrote a book about, 2015, 2016. I wrote quite a bit about Dr. Oz, some of his weird religious beliefs. But he's also, I think, follows Islam. I want you to tell me if that's true or not or still. But I know Sean Hannity seems to have gone out of his way the other night just going after Kathy Barnett. Of course, I don't trust Sean Hannity as far as I can throw him. I think he was a never-Trumper from the beginning. But he was a Republican lapdog for years. And then the Tea Party came along and his ratings went in the toilet. And apparently, I guess he had to then get in front of it. So he's already showed us where his colors are. And now he's come out and he's trashing Kathy Barnett, I read the other day. I've about had it with these Fox guys. And then Mark Levin is telling us, I read it in an article, Mark Levin is saying that if you are opposed to giving the $40 billion to Ukraine to fight Russia, then you must be a Putin blank kisser, referring to Putin's rear end. Well, if these reports are all true, because I don't watch Sean or listen to Mark, but what I read in the conservative press, if this is true, again, more further proof that these guys, in my opinion, are controlled opposition. But Sean seemed to go out of his way the other night to trash on Kathy Barnett, who I had on the show the other night, who's running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, and to really be pushing Dr. Oz. I asked you if you would go and study the worldview of Dr. Oz and give us a report. Would you do that, please?
Absolutely. Most of the things I have on him were long, but I did very quickly send you an email with few information there. Okay. But let me start here to answer your question.
Plug in my computer, one of you guys, real quick, please. I don't know how that got unplugged. All right, keep going. Sorry.
Yes, Dr. Oz is still a Muslim. And anybody who wants to know his exact proudness of his Turkish and Muslim roots, that video was too long, so I didn't send it to you. It's about 20 minutes. But there was an interview with Dr. Oz. It's on YouTube. It's available. Literally, all you need to look up is Dr. Oz talks about his career and his Turkish Muslim roots. 20 minutes. He goes into details. He does mention how proud of his Muslim roots he is. His father was a Sunni devout Muslim. Mother is a more of a secular Muslim, but wears the hijab and everything. Whatever that means with secular Muslim. And yes, he is a Muslim.
Wait a minute. Now, let me stop right there for a second. If his mother is wearing the hijab, she's following Sharia. So how can she claim she's a secular Muslim?
Exactly. Well, here's how she can claim that. If you look at the father history of devout Muslim and practicing traditional Islam, then the mother would kind of look more secular. Okay. Because that was what Western media would call the radical. That wouldn't so much approve of, you know, the Western life Dr. Oz has. My mom would. So in our eyes, to my eyes, mom is just as much Muslim as dad. So is Dr. Oz. By the way, for the record, I don't believe in such a thing as secular, radical, half there, half. If you're a Muslim, you're a Muslim. Actually, this week on my own show, on Lindell TV, I brought verses to people proving that Allah, through his own words, admits to be Satan in the Quran. So if you're a Muslim, regardless of what kind of Muslim, you are worshiping Satan. Therefore, I don't want to have anything to do with you. End of a story. Most definitely, I don't want you in my government at all.
And by the way, I know my friend, and our friend, our mutual friend, Usama Dakdok, born and raised in Egypt, who reads Arabic. He did a whole study on Allah is Satan and Satan is Allah, and he shows all the descriptions of Satan in the Bible match the descriptions of Allah in the Quran.
Exactly, and that's what I did.
It's a multi-week study.
Exactly, that's in just three verses. And funny enough, Brandon, I actually used Google itself. I'm like, don't trust my translation. I used Google to copy Arabic words from Quran.com and put it on Google, and the translation still came up to a shammer, trickster, liar, deceiver.
The best of deceivers.
The greatest of tricksters. That's another reason.
And what is Satan called? The father of lies. So
it doesn't matter.
So
if
those who are practicing Islam are worshiping Satan, whether they know it or not. Now, you and I think you and I both agree there are those who in the Quran who are quote Muslims, but they aren't practicing. They're considered what do they call? What is it called? There's a word for them. Not apostate. It's another word that is in the Quran over and over for those who are not really practicing. I'll have to ask
you. You mean the imposers?
I can't remember. No. I'll have to ask Usama. He always uses the word. But this is where you have so-called Muslims killing Muslims. And people often ask, why is a Muslim killing a Muslim? Well, in some of those cases, those people aren't really practicing Islam. They claim to be Muslim because of their birth or heritage, but they don't practice. And so when they don't practice like that, the true Islamist is to kill the infidel and those Muslims that aren't really practicing. True?
True. Also, Quran does mention that those Muslims who do not commit jihad with their wealth or life are not, in eyes of Allah, true Muslims. So you either finance jihad or you go commit jihad. If you don't have it in you to blow yourself up, you pay somebody else to blow themselves up.
I just got text by Christy, who works with Usama, and she's a regular listener. Hypocrites, that's right. The Quran, Usama's taught me that the Quran calls those Muslims that won't fund jihad or do it with their own life. You say, well, if you're a real Islamist, you need to be involved in jihad. Well, I don't want to do that. Okay, fine, then fund it. If you won't fund it or do it, then that's kind of the test, and you're not really a Muslim. You're then a hypocrite, and hypocrites are worthy to be killed along with the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. True?
Exactly. That's exactly accurate. So I just wanted to put this out. So for anyone who thinks in any shape or form, Dr. Oz is, I don't know, he was raised Muslim and he doesn't practice Islam. No, he's still a Satan worshiper. He still believes in Allah, who by his own words is a Satan, is the Satan. And he follows the footsteps of a man who was a pedophile. That's literally for me, end of a story.
Because Muhammad married Aisha at 6 and consummated it at 9.
Exactly. And at the same time, he had 11 wives and unlimited sex slaves where he would kill Jews, kidnap and enslave their wives and mothers and daughters and force them to either convert or become my army's slave. Sex slave. That's pedophilia. That's a sick man that any Muslim is calling a prophet, calling Allah's messenger.
Let's go to this slide. You sent me this article. You want to speak to this, please? The Armenian Weekly. ANCA.
Yes, actually, this one, you can go to the third paragraph right there.
Just to clarify, she said third.
What? How did I sound? Like birth?
you didn't sound like third. You sound like you just left off that. The H in it, it sounds like another word sometimes used. But go ahead, you're good, you're fine. I'm just picking on you.
I know. On that note, actually, if you would start reading where it says a foreign principle can be a... Can you read that paragraph for us, please?
Yes, a foreign principle can be a foreign government, a foreign political party, any person outside the United States, except U.S. citizens who are domiciled within the United States. And any entity organized under the laws of a foreign country or having its principal place of business in a foreign country. Quote, Turkish Airlines is 49.13% owned by the Turkish government. FARA filings show that Turkish Airlines has been a foreign principal since at least 1975 and as recently as 2015, end quote, asserted Hamparian.
I'm sorry, can you go to the next paragraph? That's where we made the connection to Dr. Oz.
Former U.S. Department FARA unit official David Loftman told the New York Post that an investigation into the matter is warranted. Quote, I think it would be appropriate for the Justice Department to undertake logical, analytical, and investigative steps to determine whether Dr. Oz acted as a public relations counsel or publicity agent in the United States on behalf of Turkish Airlines, end quote, Loftman explained. Quote, if he did, he likely would have an obligation to register unless he qualified for an exemption, end quote.
Dr. Oz has been a spokesperson in America for Turkish Airlines since 2011. His most recent advertising is when he's sitting in Turkish Airlines plane, encouraging people to travel the world, see the world, Turkish Airlines. And he also has endorsements by Turkish Airlines.
Now, why is that a problem? Explain to our audience why that's a problem.
Well, two reasons. One, as you just read, Turkish Airlines is owned by Turkish government. Who is Turkish government? Erdogan. Erdogan is one of their most ruthless killers who has not only brutally changed the life of people in Turkey, but he also has his hands involved with a lot of terrorism in Middle East and in Europe. And he's the man who very honestly on camera said to Western people, stop insulting us by saying radical Islam. There is just one Islam, and that is us coming for you.
Well, he even mentioned this once about the folks in Europe. There's going to be, I don't know the exact quote, you might remember it. A few years ago, he talked about how dangerous it could become for folks in Europe to walk the streets.
Yes.
He basically threatened Europe.
His threat directly was, this was when there was a talk of possibly Turkey being removed from Europe, from EU. He said, if you do that, I will flood your streets with my soldiers as refugees, and then it'd be too dangerous for you to even step out of your houses. This man owns almost 50% of Turkish Airlines. And Dr. Oz is the spokesperson for them, receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars from them. And part of this investigation.
And you have that documented?
Which part?
The hundreds of thousands part?
There are three sources where one of them is the actual open source of contract of Turkish Airlines and Dr. Oz. There is one more American source. I believe they mentioned $430,000 so far has been given to Dr. Oz as a spokesperson for Turkish Airlines, which the Dr. Oz's campaign people said none of that money has gone into campaigning for Dr. Oz. You see where the conflict is starting to look like Turkish government is funding Dr. Oz's campaign politically here in America. But the problem is we are 4 days away from the day,
primary.
4 days away, and there's still no investigation even opened. Is it, can I prove it right now? No, but is there enough evidence for our government to start the investigation? Yes, but of course they're not gonna do that. Now, I have the third reason that there should be investigation. I actually simply send you a Wikipedia link. Place that everybody else goes and looks.
Okay.
If you click on that, on the right side below his picture, you will see his allegiance.
It says his citizenship, United States-Turkey.
No, if you look a little lower than that, it says allegiance.
Oh, Turkey. Military career, Turkey.
For 2 years, Dr. Oz has served in Turkish military.
And what does that tell you? That was back in the 1980s. So what was going on back in the 1980s? What would you say was going on then that would be of concern about Turkey?
Well, his campaign people, again, are claiming he did that to maintain his citizenship, which is a lie. When both your parents are from Turkey, no matter if you were born in Ohio or in Istanbul, you're still going to be a Turkish citizen. There is no requirement for that. So that's a lie. He claims he did it for that. But my concern, even though, regardless of what was happening in 1980s, Brennan, someone who served the military of the Islamic Caliphate, the root of Muslim Brotherhood, and goes serve that country cannot uphold our constitution, can they?
Well, there on Wikipedia, it says that Oz is a practitioner of transcendental meditation. Well, that's a problem. He identifies as Muslim and said, quote, he quote, chose to align his views with Sufism, a mystical Islamic sect. And that's according to celebrity surgeon about Dr. Oz, and then another, Dr. Oz hopes to be first Muslim. So it's quoting, it's citing the, it's telling you where it comes from. And it says, by the way, he'd be the first Muslim in the U.S. Senate.
Yes. Well, he will not be the most Muslim Senate. The first Muslim Senate, and I am drawing a blank on her name. We already have a female Muslim senator in America. However, she's a closeted Muslim. She has kept her practice of Islam under the radar completely.
Really?
I will make sure to send you the information on her.
Please.
But he will be the first male or man Muslim in the Senate.
Wow. Okay, tell me about this article right here. What, I can't read that. What is that? Is that Arabic? What is that?
Oh, no, that's Farsi. That's actually, I told you yesterday, you said you wanted me to talk about it. That is the most recent meeting between Supreme Leader of Iran and President of Syria.
Okay, so we need to finish on Dr. Oz then real quick before we go to that.
Yes.
So any more on Dr. Oz real quick?
Well, basically, my personal opinion, a man who is not campaigning around his Islamic faith, unlike Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib, as a Republican, should make everybody question why. In America nowadays, the moment you say I'm a Muslim running for whatever, everybody cheers you because we don't want to be Islamophobe. But as a Republican, you hide that because you know, for example, President Trump is not going to endorse you if President Trump knew you're a Muslim. You wouldn't mention that you served in the military of Turkey because you knew President Trump would question your loyalty to which country. This guy has started everything on a lie. Do we really expect him to somehow magically get in there and change his mind and start being honest and put us first?
And
I mean, I might be overreacting, but I don't think I am.
And I'm told, could be right, could be wrong, I'm told that one of the people who's been pushed that was Sean Hannity.
I won't be surprised if he did.
And again, some of this stuff is fact and some of it is our opinion and our thoughts, and we're entitled to it. And if Dr. Oz wants to come on the broadcast, he's welcome to come on the broadcast and say otherwise and say his piece. I mean, I'd be interested to have him on and talk to him and put some questions to him. But I guess I was very disgusted by Sean Hannity the other night from what I read about his comments about Kathy Barnett, who we had on here the other night. I think she's got a lot going for her, and I don't know why. I guess the establishment seems very nervous about Kathy Barnett for some reason, which tells me she must be pretty good. She must be over the target.
I know the reason.
Why?
Actually, one of the things that I personally, huge fan of her, Kathy Barnett has publicly mentioned that she is not happy about this. She referred to it as the radical Islam for whatever reason, but she has mentioned her problem with Islamization. She has mentioned her problem with Islamic terror. That's what's making them nervous. The entire narrative of poor Muslims should be elected even more, she goes against all of that narrative. She is going to be the one who's not going to sit there and agree with everything we're doing to empower Muslim immigration and Islamic terrorism in America. That's why they are nervous. Aside the fact that also she's actually very logical. I love that about her. Like, she doesn't get emotional. She doesn't go rambling on. Every time I listen to her, she's very logical. She has a certain formula that I can hear in her, and we need that. But the establishment cannot have someone with logic and formula to go in because they're going to start exposing what's going on in there.
Absolutely. Let's go to this where we've run out of time because I don't want to cut James Thorpe or Pat Boone short tonight. I did ask you to cover Iran tonight, so tell me about this, please.
Okay, so basically on Sunday, Bashar Assad, president of Syria, made a visit to Tehran unannounced, unplanned, and he had two behind-closed-door meeting, one with the supreme leader of Iran, as you see in the picture, one with Raisi, the president of Iran. When asked from any of the government, no one gave an answer on the why this meeting took place. But there is a, let's say, leak of information that this meeting took place because there are talks between the regime of Iran and Assad or regime of Syria for Islamic Republic of Iran to fill in the gap of the Russian troops who withdrew from Syria due to Ukraine-Russia conflict. Long time ago on your program, actually, I mentioned, Brannon, people need to realize Islamic Republic of Iran's regime is trying to start going into every small Islamic country in Middle East to gain enough momentum to wipe Israel off the map. They are already involved with Iraq. They are already involved with Pakistan. They are already involved with Bahrain. And now looks like they're going to send their troops into Syria.
And of course, we know that in the Bible, there's the Gog-Magog war that's talked about extensively in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that involves Russia, Iran, Turkey, Syria. And some believe that the country from the east is China that gets involved. So basically, we're seeing all these nations kind of line up, aren't we?
Yes. And on top of that, unfortunately, we're allowing people who are committed to those countries starting to infiltrate further and further into our government. Like, I don't know, Dr. Oz from Turkey, who voted in 2018 in Turkish election.
Say that again. Say that last line again.
Dr. Oz voted as a Turkish citizen in 2018 when the presidential election of Turkey was going on. I sent you a picture of him standing by the ballot with his vote paper in Turkish embassy.
Oh, let me get that.
But again, that's not something anybody's talking about. Nobody's asking him, hey, why would you go vote between two evils who were fighting over presidential placement in Turkey?
Is that what you're talking about, the picture you sent?
I'm not saying, yes, there you go. That is 2018, Dr. Oz at Turkish embassy voting for Turkish presidential race.
Of course, we have no idea how he voted, do we?
Well, he claims he voted for Muharrem İnce, which was the opposition with Erdogan. But I have studied İnce as well as I have studied Erdogan. It's kind of, sort of, I voted for Hillary instead of Joe Biden. That's İnce. İnce is Hillary. Erdogan is Biden. But he still voted for a, you know, evil practicing Muslim who had the same plan to start making hijab mandatory in Turkey, revoking access to European visas into Turkey. He was talking about the same platform. And that's who Dr. Oz claimed to have voted for.
By the way, folks, if you go, Annie likes it when we do this. Annie, let's go back to the home screen. Let's go to the home screen and show this, guys. All right, so here you go to frankspeech.com. Here's the player one. Here's player two, right? Lindell TV one, Lindell TV two. And there's Annie and I. We're a couple seconds behind or whatever, a couple minutes behind. So what we say is usually a couple minutes behind by the time it gets out there. But under the player one, you see this right here, comment, right? Okay, click that. You can get registered if you're not. You can see where you can log in right there. You can sort by newest, okay? And then we start seeing your comments. And they use paper ballots for Turkey elections. Well, that's a comment there. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the conversion of all those who follow Islam to Christianity. I pray for Christians throughout the world to pray for the conversion of those. Okay, great. Thinking of the same thing, Brannon. I don't know what I said. I must have said something a couple minutes ago, but they agreed. Israel just hit Syria last night. Hey, have you heard that? What's the latest on that?
I actually have not heard that. I follow J.D. Brand's blog. I did see his update on it, but I haven't had the chance to read it yet. As soon as I get off here, I'll go read that.
So a lot of comments on here. Look at that. A lot of comments on here. People 6 minutes ago, 7 minutes ago. So again, we love it. Can you ask Annie what she thinks the reason Trump endorsed Dr. Oz? Well, I think it's because, again, what I'm hearing, and I could be 100% wrong, is that Sean Hannity had a big influence on that. That's what I'm hearing. So a lot of good comments. We like hearing your comments. Do not make fun of Annie's cute and lovable accent. All right, Mark called me out on that. But you knew I was joking, don't you, Annie?
Yes, I do.
Allah cannot be God, as God cannot and would not lie. Exactly right, JD. And deceiving is lying. Follow the Quran is to follow a lying pedo rapist abuser named Satan. I love your comments, guys. Look at all these comments. See, I saw that show that Annie did. Very informative. What show you think they're talking about there, Annie?
The one that I proved through verses of Quran, Allah himself admits to be the Satan.
Yeah.
I believe that was Wednesday. Yeah, 2 days ago. It was my Wednesday show. When on Wednesdays, we dive into Quran and Islam. So that's what we did this Wednesday, last Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, Hannity is a fake and phony. And I don't, says my darling Sherry, as it's called, is her handle. Hannity is a fake and a phony. I don't believe he's a friend of POTUS Trump. I agree with that. Let's see what else. A lot of comments. You follow a lot of these comments when we're live on the air, don't you?
Yes. Normally about this time Friday night, I try to join everyone on the comment section and talk to them. I try to catch any questions on the comment of my show so I can answer them every Thursday. But I did catch one question for you, Brandon, that you missed. Somebody wanted to know if there's a cyber attack, would you and Mike start doing what you're doing right now in a newspaper format, mailing it out to people?
Well, if there's
I'm not kidding. That's a comment.
I'm sure, but if there's a cyber attack, how is the mail going to go out? If there's a cyber attack, if there's a cyber attack, there's going to be so much civil unrest. The poor mail people, you're not going to want them out on the street. They're not going to want to be on the street. And those of us that love our mail carriers, we're not going to want them on the street. And I have a few of my friends that work in the main post office that are really good to me. I'm going to say, stay at home and lock things down. So, you know, maybe we'll take up ham radio. I don't know. But there's got to be another way. But if there's a cyber attack and we go down and there's no power, there's going to be a real mess with civil unrest. The last thing you're going to be thinking about is, let's go listen to House. You're going to be worrying about making sure your house is locked out and things are safe for however long that lasts. And let's pray that doesn't happen. But it is a real threat, no doubt about it. But,
well, to be honest with you, Brandon, I wouldn't be surprised even if that's going on. Many people, including myself, we would want to come listen to you because, if anything, you have always been honest. You have always been very, very informative, and you have always told us the truth, and you have always had very profound points that you started telling us years ago. So I personally would want to listen to what you have to say and what you would tell me to do.
Well, thank you. Maybe we'll take up shortwave radio. Here we go. Darlin's back. Way to go, JD. She's using your news, brother. So, Annie, you are on fire, girl. So there you go. These folks love it when we come on here and show their comments and use their comments as well. We're trying to do that, incorporate that more into the show. So there you go. All right. Let's remind everybody that Annie has a show here. LiveUpToFreedom.com is her website. Live Up to Freedom. By the way, she's got beautiful art. And I asked her to be a keynote speaker at our Ozarks conference, so she'll be there live in person with everybody else. So it'll be a chance for you to come and meet her and have her sign a book. And I said, Annie, you should bring some of your art with you. And so Annie's going to bring some of her art. You don't have a picture of what you made for Mike Lindell, do you? You don't have a picture of that?
I do have a picture of that.
Can you show it real quick or not?
I don't have a way of showing it on my end. I can text it to Logan if he can show it.
Show it real quick if you don't mind, Logan. Text it to him real quick if you don't mind. And it's a cross and the flag and the Bible, right? Is that right? Or is it just
It is a flag, and it has the American flag, and then it has the Bible on top of it, and then a cross on top of the Bible.
Okay. So she gave She gave that to Mike for Christmas. It's really, really, really pretty. And she'll have to tell you how she did it. But she's got a lot of other great art, and she sent me and Melissa one for Christmas as well. Not the same one as Mike, a different one. But she'll be bringing some of that art with her. You can check her art out at liveuptofreedom.com. It's got its own page. What's your art page? It's by itself. What is that?
It's called LUTFstudio.com. LUTFstudio.com.
Okay, you check it out there. Is that linked up at liveuptofreedom.com as well?
Yes, on liveuptofreedom.com on the right side it says Annie's Art. You can just click on that and go find it there. And I
Okay.
did send that to Logan, the
Logan, how
picture.
long will that take you to throw that up there before I go to Dr. James Thorpe? And then we got to call, we got to get online with Pat Boone. Well, oh, I heard it come in. It dinged in my ear. I could hear it in my earpiece. So she's going to put it up there. But you'll be able to get Annie's art because she's going to bring a bunch with her to have it there. Did I just call you she? I didn't mean to call you she. Sorry. He's going to get it up there. That's scary. You have something to tell us, Logan? He's going to get it up there for us. But Annie's going to bring you bring some of your art, right, Annie?
Yes, I will be bringing as much
Ooh,
of
that
it
was
as I
fast,
can.
Logan. Look at that. How did you make that, by the way? What is that?
This is called diamond painting. So it comes as a pre-adhesive canvas with about, this one had about 1300 small drills. Each one are color coordinated. So I place them one by one in place, and when it's done, it looks like a 3D dimension diamond looking piece. But it takes a little bit of time to place every
How many
piece.
hours did that take you?
This I think it was about 16 or 17 hours. Yeah, you can kind of see the dot pieces, those little small dots. Each one is a drill separately. You pick it up with a pen and place it one by one. And then it just, when it's done, it does look gorgeous when it's done, but it does take patience, which I have a lot of that.
Wow, you must. Wow, good. All right, so we're excited to have you with us at Lake of the Ozarks, the 14th, 15th, 16th, along with Mike Lindell, Leo Holman, Leon. I'm sure it is Leon. Leo Holman, Dr. Peter Bregan, Roger Stone, Terry Turchi, Dr. Woods, and Patrick Wood. So there we go. I was just tapping my pen. I have a bad habit of doing that. I saw in the comment section the other night someone told me to quit tapping. A couple of people said quit tapping your pen. Was the watch worse? I did have a watch that I wore that had one of those spinny things. You could spin it, you know, for diving. And I would sit here and spin, and Logan would tell me in my ear, quit spinning your watch. I'm a lot like Mike in that I can't sit still very long, so I have to be tapping or doing something, so I'll quit tapping. But anyway,
Well, as long as you don't do this.
I do that too. I do that too. I heard
I know
that.
that's why.
You've heard me do it? Yeah, I heard it in a replay there, and I thought, what is that? I thought, oh, that's me sitting there with my ADHD. Carrying away. All right. Well,
Well,
anyway.
I can say this from my own behalf and behalf of everyone on comment section. You can tap your pen, you can move around, you can even get up and start walking around the room. We will still love you and
Well,
your
thank
show
you.
every night.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely.
LiveUpToFreedom.com. Thanks for the update, Annie.
You got it. Thanks, Brandon.
I'll be looking for that Christmas card from Dr. Oz. I'm sure you'll get one this year. That's a joke. She won't get one. I don't think he celebrates Christmas. I don't know. Maybe he does. All right. Can we go to a wide shot before we go to Dr. Thorpe? Is it possible to go to a wide shot? There she is. She's got her back to the camera tonight. Why you got, hey, Delta. Delta, why do you got your back to the camera? Don't you want everybody to see you that way? Turn around. You don't really care, do you? All right. Well, she's on her MyPillow bed. She's here. Some people are like, we haven't seen her lately. I know we've been so busy, we haven't had a chance to go to a wide shot. She's here. She's on her MyPillow bed. You can get one for your pet. MyPillow.com, use the promo code B66. There you go. Also works at mystore.com. B66 works at mystore.com as well. So you can check that out.